Blog Talk Radio.
0420.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the French entrepreneurs to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you have a dream of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with the Brain Balance Center Franchise Opportunity. The Brain Balance Center subscribes to the theory that the brain can be changed, something once thought impossible. That means your child's problems are impermanent and the situation isn't hopeless. Hi, Bill. Hi, Eric. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Don. I'm doing well, thank you.
And, hey, Bill and Eric, it's Don. Don here. Thanks for coming on, guys. Been looking forward to for doing the show the last couple of weeks. So it's I hope you guys are ready to go. You both ready? Got plenty of rest last night?
Absolutely.
That's great. We'd like to ask our guests, Bill and Eric, where are you calling from today? You can go first, Bill.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually calling from Pennsylvania. I'm out here at one of my franchise locations working with the staff out here.
Oh, nice. Okay, I'm out in Pennsylvania as well. And Eric, where are you calling from today?
I am calling from my Brain Balance Center here in Golden, Colorado.
Great, fantastic. So I guess, Bill, let me start with you on this question. Why was Brain Balance franchise started?
It was actually started as a need. Very early on, Dr. Melillo was doing research and recognized the epidemic levels that were being reached with children with neurobehavioral disorders. And we say neurobehavioral disorders, we're talking about kids with ADHD, dyslexia, Asperger's. And the program that he ultimately designed, our Brain Balance program, is a solution that we have for all these children that fulfills our mission. And the mission that we've always had is to make this program available to as many children as possible so that each child may reach his or her greatest physical, academic, mental, or social potential. So we saw a need, and we were able to create a solution that could help change the lives of others.
Bill, the statistics for children with, you know, learning and behavioral disabilities, I mean, it's really incredible. And I got to learn about Brain Balance a couple years ago. I guess that's one of the main reasons, too, for starting the franchise. And maybe talk about that, and why is it, you know, much different than years ago? I mean, what's been the issue now and why there's so many children in, you know, such a need of the Brain Balance service?
Yes, sure. Dr. Miller actually speaks a lot to these points, and he's done so much research on this for so many years. But there's, you know, different disorders that we look at, like autism, ADHD, dyslexia, and something like autism, right, was 1 in 10,000, you know, 10 years ago, and now it's, you know,
right,
1 in 100 for boys. And it's, as you can see, it's been increasing, getting progressively worse. ADHD, you know, a new study came out showing that, you know, 10-11% of children nowadays have kids diagnosed with ADHD. Some of the leading theories that are out there on what is happening is that it's due to what they call environmental factors. And these environmental factors are not the wind, the sun, the moon. It's actually the environment the child is brought into, their environment around them, the nutrition they eat, the sedentary positions that they're in, you know, the lack of doing physical activity. Those types of environmental factors will have an effect on the way that the brain processes information. And so because our society has moved towards a more sedentary type of society over the years. We've seen, you know, there's been a lot of reports that show these increases in these neurobehavioral disorders.
The most impressive is the fact that the Brain Balance service, I guess we can say, is that it's a holistic approach. It's non-medical. So, Eric, maybe talk a little bit, you know, once a new client comes into your center, and what's the process of starting to assess that child and, you know, tie in, of course, the holistic approach, please.
Okay. You know, it takes me 2 days to do the assessment, because it's very comprehensive, and when it's all said and done, we'll have looked at 1,200 functions, and that takes some time.
Right.
The first day, the parents bring the child in. We call it the sensory motor portion. This is more of the physical part of it, if you would, you know, the ocular motor, the rhythm and timing, and the balance that the child is displaying. And we compare their performance to what would be age appropriate, if you would. And we're also looking for the hemispherosity. That means a difference between the left and right side of a body, and therefore the brain, two halves of the brain. And meanwhile, the parents are in the lobby filling out, you know, some paperwork, because even though I can test 1,200 functions, there's so much more to the picture that I can't see at that particular time. So we have these questionnaires that the parents fill out, and we, you know, use some scales and help us determine, again, hemispherosity, and just kind of complete the picture of the child based off the parent's information. And then the next time they come in is more of the academic portion. And this is, you know, we give a test, and we're looking for, again, the hemispherosity. So just for a quick example, if I have a child that has, you know, the right brain delay, they usually have a difficulty drawing the conclusion or seeing the big picture, or like when math becomes more word problems, you know, that's where they won't perform as well. So we look for that. And again, the parent fills out more paperwork, you know, and which they're used to. They're basic intake forms. And then the third time, the parents come in by themselves, and we have a report of assessment that we've laid out, and it's a ton of information, and we scaled all down to a really, really neat report that Billy has put out for us, and we show the parents exactly what we see is going on.
So to keep it simple, it's really finding which part of the brain is weaker, and you know, just like the franchise name says, brain balance. You're trying to find that balance,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that connection to. Through all this assessment to find out how you could improve that section of the brain or body to, and it's interesting, it's basically a three-pronged approach. You have nutritional, you have sensory motor, cognitive. So there's a lot of assessment early on. And I guess once you reach to that point, you know, then maybe talk a little bit to Eric. Okay, now you realize the custom design program, so to speak, for that child. Then what happens from there?
You know, if the parents decide to enroll, then I take all this information and I customize, you know, the program for that child, exactly what level they must start at in my sensory motor room and the academic room. So we're preparing for the kids to come in three times a week for 1 hour. So in my center right now, they come in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for 1 hour. And the first half hour, they will be in the sensory motor room. And then the second half hour, they will be in the academic room. And then in the background, the parents are working on the nutrition. And we have nutritionists here on staff that walks them through the steps. And you know, we do the elimination diet to see what foods child is sensitive to, and we work with that. And there's also some home exercises as far as physical movements these children have to do. really just depends on the child. Every little brain that comes in this door is completely unique. So.
And this is all after school, of course. And Bill, getting back to the statistics, I mean, just amazing. Some of the statistics, reading through some of the brain bounce information. I mean, basically, you've had 100% success rate in helping children to improve in some capacity. And then there's other pretty interesting statistics. 82% of the children who completed the program no longer met the ADHD standardized testing. And maybe talk a little bit about, how well brain bounce is doing.
Well, the numbers you're going through is actually a feasibility study. So the sample size we had of the students that came through, and of those children who were labeled with ADHD, correct, 82% of those children no longer met the criteria for ADHD, and that criteria was done through standardized tests that the parents fill out. So it was the parents' view after our program, before the program started and after the program, they filled out these forms, which showed that 82% of them no longer met that criteria. Along with those statistics, we had 60% of the children increased two grade levels academically, and an additional 35% showed a four grade level increase or better. And like you were saying earlier, 100% of these children showed improvement in one area, and 0% of these children did not improve in any area.
I mean, that's pretty powerful for when someone new is coming to Brain Bounce, Marty, and seeing that, hey, I mean, there's a very high chance my child is going to get better. And these are people, I'm sure, Eric, you've heard all the stories where parents are just going through a very difficult time. Their child's not improving. They're on medication, all kinds of issues, changing doctors, traveling. It's all stressful. And then they come to Brain Bounce, and finally there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Things are getting better. I guess you're experiencing that every month, right, Eric?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, parents, when they walk in the door, they're all over the board. They're confused.
Emotional.
They're tired. They're in pain. I mean, think about having a 12-year-old in your household that is just stuck in those terrible twos. I mean,
right.
Bad enough, 2-year-old is in those behaviors, but think what a 12-year-old can get into and the energy they have.
Right.
So. Yeah. That's where some of these are, and they revolve around that one child.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, Don, I was going to say, Don and I were calling this type of business, Bill and Eric, a feel-good type of franchise opportunity. There's so many different franchise industries today and so many different opportunities. Eric, what made you go forward with this type of business? Have you, a little bit about your background, what were you doing in the past, and have you always known you wanted to go into your own business? Maybe talk a little bit about that.
I'm definitely an entrepreneur at heart. That's what my parents did, and that's all I really know. And, I've always had a passion for health, especially on the nutrition side of things, and... My schooling and career really didn't, I didn't pursue that path with the schooling because it was very confusing out there. Who is the authority and
right.
Which direction to go? And I mean, if you want to start an argument, talk about diet. I mean, it's just crazy. But I've always been very fascinated with, physical training, and I'm from a very large family, so the passion for kids is just there. And my wife is a chiropractor, and she's also an acupuncture, and being a female doctor, she would attract female patients and get to know them very well, and then it just kept happening more and more years ago where these female patients, these moms, were asking our opinion about their kids on this neurobehavior level, and so Tammy became very interested in this a while back, around 10 years ago, and actually over 10 years ago, because I remember her first talking about Dr. Melello back in 1999. It's like, oh my gosh, this guy is, he's the leader in the research, he's a functional neurologist, and oh my gosh, I can't believe what he's doing and the success he's getting. And she would, anytime he spoke, she was on the plane going there. I remember she went to San Francisco, and she came back so excited, and then we bought new equipment, and said, we have to help these kids, and it's very addictive. When do you work with a kid? You know how they are. They say the darnest things.
Right.
They're so innocent and pure and very fun to work with. And, you know, just like with Tammy's patients, when I worked in her office over the years, it was interesting that the best patients she had were the ones that were in the most pain. And it's just true. I mean, if your neck doesn't hurt, you're not going to the chiropractor. But when it hurts, oh, my gosh, that's your best friend, you know. Well, these parents, they're in pain. They're there. And it was just so much fun to work with these kids because the parents are fully committed and they're fully in. There's nothing like people out there, I don't know if they've ever coached or been a consultant, but man, your best clients are the ones that are fully engaged, you know.
Yes.
That's one thing I love about my job now.
Yeah, right, getting back to that feel-good scenario.
Right.
We're speaking with Bill Fowler, CEO of Brain Bounce, and Eric Eslich out of Golden, Colorado. What I like, Bill, about Brain Bounce is that it's a children's learning center, not a medical office. Maybe talk about the advantages of that, please.
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually Brain Bounce Achievement Centers, which is even more than actual learning centers, because we don't want to confuse anybody that we are tutoring. That's not what we do.
Right.
We are within a learning industry, but we are achievement centers. And at our achievement centers, we're able to work with children with different types of neurobehavioral disorders, like I mentioned earlier, ADHD, dyslexia, Asperger's. Based on a child's, they come in, the child has a certain label. We don't really look so much as a label as we do as the brain function. And so what Eric had described earlier is an assessment, a fully comprehensive assessment that we do that looks at all the ways that a child's brain actually functions and functions in that environment, the way they take that information in. So these are achievement centers, and we have different programs based on what the child's weaknesses are in the way their brain functions. So if we just kind of look at labels, we have programs that are related to children that have dyslexia, ones that have Asperger's, ones that have ADHD. So when we finally, after an assessment, and we, like Eric said earlier, we design these comprehensive programs individualized for students, we then tailor the program, like a dyslexia program, towards a child that has dyslexia and focus on those weaknesses. What we're doing at our centers is non-medical because we're working on stimulation that relates in sensory motor, so we're looking at all different senses and motor skills, and we do academic stimulation. We work on behaviors with the parents on the child as we stimulate the brain, and the brain starts to function and start processing information. Children's behaviors will change, and we have to work with that, and we work on the family dynamic and nutrition. So it's a multimodal program that looks at the whole family approach and the whole child approach. That is what we do at our achievement centers. This is different than medical because we're not doing anything that is non-medical. So therefore, as a franchisee, you don't have to worry about dealing with malpractice insurance. You don't have to worry about taking insurance. Instead, these programs, we have students here in which they sign up and they pay tuition. Then we have programs that are here to help finance parents that are looking for a little longer term to pay the money. So we have tuition solutions available to parents as well as, but most of our parents that come in will pay themselves. The parents will pay cash, a credit card for the program that we have. So it's different because we are the way that we are an achievement center and work on a whole child approach and really look at the pieces of the puzzle of a child versus just, we are not a medical facility, we don't need malpractice, and we don't take insurance. And that's the difference amongst us.
I definitely think this is a recession-proof type business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
your parents are not going to stop helping their children no matter what the economy is.
Right.
And I think possibly that's resonated, guys, with some of your investors and franchisees who've invested in the franchise. Because people are thinking of all aspects of, hey, should I invest in this particular business? They open up a food franchise, well, they always got to worry about competition or the economy could affect their type of business. People can decide, hey, I'll just eat at home, it's cheaper. But when it comes to a child and trying to help them, that's not going to come into the equation. So, and Eric, seems like you're seeing that. I mean, you're looking to open up a second center. You maybe talk about that a little bit.
Oh yes. Well, the Golden Center is right now. I'm I'm almost at full capacity here, and I feel I need to open another center. Also, you know, it's cross town, so they're 45 minutes away. I can definitely reach out to more people and fulfill our overall mission statement, which is to help as many families as possible. And it's just in a different location. It's heavily populated, and in that area, come to that center. And, you know, it's interesting what you said about you know, the restaurant business and the other businesses. You know, this one, I was just talking to my contractor, and he just kind of like a sigh of relief to him how easy this is compared to, if you think about a restaurant, you know, those guys need to sit in, you know, a kitchen and all the code. And he was kind of telling me, you know, the special flooring, special ceiling tile, and the permitting that goes on, drawings. He says it's just incredible what goes on. And I was like, wow, we're pretty lucky, you know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a low investment size. It's an easy build out, simple business model as far as, you know, it's, hey, you're helping children. All the complexities of the actual service is not simple. But, yeah, overall, I can see why that contractor's making those type of comments. Bill, so I've seen that doctors and current people in business have been investing in Brain Balance. How's that whole process gone?
Yeah, it's been good. We started off with a lot of, I'd say, kind of doctors. We had some functional neurologists, some MDs that got involved. And then we had a lot of business people that got involved because they saw the business opportunity and the way that our training and support, the level of training and support that we have that's available for franchisees on a continuous basis that allow business people to jump in because, again, it's not medical what we're doing. So that was available for people. And like Eric, we actually have many multi-unit owners. Which is good and speaks well about the program that we have many people that want to own multiple centers. And, so there's many multiple unit owners. You know, we have 50 locations throughout the United States and 22 different states.
And probably, you know, several of the investors probably already knew about Dr. Melillo. Have you gotten some of that? I mean, he's pretty well known, and I guess that really, I mean, that's so much promotion. The books he's written, and I know he gives speeches around the country. It's the combination of you and him. I mean, it seems like it's a good team and just getting a lot of good PR about Brain Balance.
Yeah, he and I are all over the country all the time, and where we are at all times is at franchise locations. So, like, I was just out in Golden, Colorado with Eric 3 weeks ago, and then I moved on to Raleigh, North Carolina, and now I'm here in Pennsylvania next week, Massachusetts. And then I continue the bus tour all the way down throughout the East Coast, hitting 22 centers and working with franchisees. And I'm bringing my corporate staff with me. And we're in centers like we are right now, working directly with the staff and helping them, for, you know, providing the support that they need for this. And when Dr. Melillo on the other side is in Princeton, New Jersey right now at one of our franchise locations working on something. Last week he was in Raleigh. So he's at a different location every week, and myself and my corporate staff are other locations. We're here to be involved with the franchisees. They've invested in Brain Balance, and, you know, we cannot be successful unless they are successful, but we know that we have to have a partnership. And so that's why Dr. Miller and I spend all of our time at franchise locations there working and supporting them. And a lot of the other franchisees that we have right now, believe it or not, are actually parents who have a business background or a medical background, who actually had children that came through the program, and the success that we had with their children was so dramatic and emotional to them that they said to us, I want to pass this forward. You helped my child, now I want to help 1,000. I want to buy a franchise location. So we actually have a lot of franchisees that are parents, well-educated, that had children that came through the program with tremendous results, that bought franchises and now have them setting up around the country who are there wanting to make a difference in the lives of other children. And that's what we're about. Our parts of our mission is to make a difference, to make a difference in the lives of others. That's what we do on a daily basis, and that's what we're focused on. And so we have a lot of parents that have bought this franchise that are now buying more of them, so they're becoming multi-unit owners.
Man, that's really interesting. That's incredible. And, you know, why not? It makes sense. I mean, this, you know, Brain Balance really helped their lives. you know, why not take it one step further and then help others?
And, yeah, hey guys.
Go ahead.
If I may comment, I need to pat Bill on the back because if it wasn't for the system he had put in place and the protocol and all the work that he puts into this, I mean, I would never imagine owning two businesses. You know, I have two young kids myself, and I enjoy, you know, snow skiing and cycling. I live here in Colorado, and that's why I live here. But because the way he set it up and he took this science that Dr. Melillo, you know, put together and put it in this model to make it reproducible, I would have never done it without him. There's just no way. I mean, the support has been incredible and helping my staff and, you know, just even defining the exact roles of the jobs of people. And I don't have a lot of experience managing people. It's not easy to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He has set clear definitions of job responsibilities and set clear expectations for each of these, you know, these roles and positions in the center and how to hold them accountable. And I tell you what, it has just been a breath of fresh air. I mean,
you're right. It's very tough having employees.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the toughest part about a business. That's what a franchise is all about, Eric, having good support. That's really the strength of the franchise.
Right.
Seems like, Eric, you're trying to earn a discount off a future franchise fee.
Yeah, you know, I'm ordered so I can, you know, play it on him again. But I tell you what, Tammy and I were following around. Tammy's my wife. We were following Dr. Melillo around. It's like, wow, we have to learn everything we can from him. And you know, he told us years ago, like, you know what, I'm going to make this reproducible. It's coming. It's going to happen. We're like, okay, so we just kind of, on faith, we just kind of hung in there, and then finally got the phone call from Billy. He's like, "Hey, we did it." I'm like, "Okay," and because it's a franchise, I'm like, "Really? Like Subway?" Like,
yeah.
It kind of shocked me at first. I didn't have any experience with franchises, and I never thought in my wildest dreams I'd ever own a franchise. Honestly,
you know, that's why Marty and I started the show to educate people, give them the information. Sometimes not always easy, and like Marty said in the first segment, I mean, it's harder now than ever to find a franchise. There's over 3,000, I think it's over 3,500 franchise systems. And, you know, how do you make that decision? It's always tough, I guess, Bill, when you have to decide whether, hey, can we franchise this type of concept? Obviously, it worked, and it's reproducible, like you said, Eric, so it's just really interesting. It sounds like you're very excited when that first came about. It seemed like things are going very well for you, Eric. Go ahead.
Me, my wife, and I, we've started four businesses, like, from scratch.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I will not do it again.
Right.
No need.
Right.
Yeah.
Bill, I want to ask about where Brain Balance Centers are located. It seems like they're in, they can be in a strip mall. It's, where... What types of places do you mostly target for someone to open?
Oh, you're actually talking more of the physical location.
Right.
Yeah, like the one that I'm at right now in Pennsylvania. We're off of a major highway that's in a small strip mall with large LED signs and a sign that's on the road so that parents can see us. And it's beautiful colors, the signs that we have. And someone like Eric Eslich, he's on another major road where you get tremendous traffic and we get lots of cars passing by, and he has a huge 13-foot sign that's there on the corner that lights up Brain Balance. And people are always stopping by saying that, I saw the sign. Yes, 2 days ago we were out in a different Pennsylvania location, and we had parents just walking in because they would see the signs that we have, the big, beautiful signs that are right outside. So we like to put all these locations in not that far from a highway, and the highways aren't like major highways, but enough where we're getting a lot of traffic so that we have the visibility that parents can see us, because a lot of people walk in when they see the name. It's very interesting. And then they'll hear about us or read about us or see us in marketing, and they want to find out more information. So we want to be in a highly visible area with a great location that parents can easily get to. So even if we have certain strip malls that have like stores where parents go to, you know, like a Starbucks or like a not necessarily a Walmart, but a smaller shopping type place, So we like to have these well-lit, visible, in good locations that are in the strip mall with plenty of parking, plenty of lighting, so that's very secure. Because our program is after school, so children go to school during the day, then they come afterwards from 3 to 8 p.m., and we want to make sure that parents feel safe and secure when they come here, and it's easy to find, it's easy to get out, it works with the traffic patterns.
Yeah, I think that's a smart strategy. People sing Brain Bounce. Right. What is that? It's just good for getting the name out there. This type of service can easily be hidden in some type of office complex or so forth where the signs aren't always easily readable. So, yeah, I think that was pretty good strategy. Eric, can you quickly tell us, is there a recent feel-good type story of someone you're helping and the parents? Sure you have a few of them, but, somebody recently you want to tell us about quickly?
I have several. One of my favorite, this 12-year-old girl and their family drove over an hour each way to come to our center, three times a week. And she wasn't labeled dyslexic, but she definitely would have been if they would have gone the medical route. She basically couldn't read. And we worked with her, and we found out where she was functionally, and we decided she had a left brain delay, and we worked on that. And towards the end, she started to link up some letters and some words and started reading, believe it or not. And
so here's a sixth-grade girl, sixth or seventh grade, who couldn't read.
Right.
Parents are all upset, thinking, how is my daughter going to be able to function, and so forth, all that, paranoia and stress. So what happened?
Well, she's homeschooled, so that's how, that's what happens to these kids. They slip through the cracks, either go to a special program or a special ed kind of track. They get the IEP programs, all this, and it's frustrating. It's like, how can a sixth grader, not read? Because, first, second, third grade kids learn to read, and after that, they read to learn. So you can imagine the gap that's forming for this child here. She's just being left behind, basically. So she starts to read. All right, and so the mom was starting to catch her at night, hiding under the covers with a flashlight, reading. So the mom's like, how mad can you really get? she's reading for the first time. It's just adorable, And then another one, I worked with a high-functioning autistic child. He's 10 and really never made eye contact. And, I talked to the mom about that and why. He's really not being disrespectful or rude. Just really not gathering any information by looking at you. So don't take it personal. And so as we're working with him, and he had a right brain delay. So we worked with him. And here again, towards the end of the program, she came in, you could tell she had a rough day and like an emotional day. And so I talked to her. She's like, no, I've been crying out of joy. I said, I had my first conversation with my child, and he looked me in the eyes and listened and asked questions about what we were talking about. She says, it went on for almost an hour. He wrote me a 3-page email explaining this emotional moment. So that's one of my favorites.
Eric's trying to make us cry, Marty, at the end of the show.
I am almost crying. I hate to admit it. Yeah, I have a nephew in that situation, Eric. He's highly autistic. And we all are waiting for that moment, for something like that to happen. So yeah, I appreciate that story more than it gives hope,
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I hear him often. When I meet a family, I'm thinking, okay, when's this going to unravel for this family? It's very addictive. And thanks to Billy and the model he's written and support, I can reach out, just myself and my wife. We're just two people. I've already helped 150 families since December 1st, 2009. 150. Wow. On my own, I would have never done that. I may have helped 15, maybe. I went to 150. And with my second center, I'm hoping to help 100 families a quarter. That is my goal. And So Billy's going to help me get there.
That's fantastic.
You guys must feel great about yourselves. I mean, it's a great service. It's a needed service. We just talked about the statistics, the epidemicness of children with issues. So it's just great that this and a franchise model can just make such a difference. I mean, look what you're doing, Eric. Just tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for
working out.
Oh, I was going to say, Bill and Eric, Bill, what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on Brain Balance Centers and becoming a franchisee? Is there any websites they can go to, any numbers they should call?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a website, www.brainbalancecenters.com, and they could, or they can call 201-387-1797.
Fantastic. I want to thank both of you gentlemen. You've been fantastic guests, and I know, Don, you'd also love to have Bill and Eric back on the show in the near future, and I could still some more to talk about.
Oh, there's
I
no
could
doubt.
Have got another hour with this interview.
Okay, gentlemen, thanks a lot
thanks
for coming
again,
on.
Gentlemen.
Great. Keep up the good work. We'll definitely have you on in the future. Have a great day.
Great. Thanks so much.
It's a great show, huh, Don?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's just...
We talk about a feel-good business. I mean, I think this has got to be one of the tops, right? I mean, since we've been doing the show.
How about Bill can go home proud of, you know, putting this together? And Erica, look at all the families he's helping. It's brainbalancecenters.com, 201-387-1797 for people out there who are interested and want to get some information on Brain Balance. And, we'll get them back on, there's no doubt.
Okay, that sounds good. I want to thank you again, Don. You did a great job in segment one today. And for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, franchisefunding.net, franchiseworldradio.com, and gofranchise.com.
Got them all.
I'll talk to you next week, Don.
Great. Good job, Marty. Bye-bye.
Good job. Thanks. Thanks, everyone, for listening.